homicides are falling across the U.S., and that shift could impact the role crime plays as an issue in November's election. But Alex Gangitano, White House reporter at The Hill, says it's a phenomenon for which experts don't have a clear explanation. Alex, give us some data.
Yeah, so some of this data that came out just last week was about major cities that had seen serious drops between 2023 and this year in homicides in particular, not, you know, violent crime overall, but in homicides. And, you know, some of them were really drastic numbers, like Boston had a 82% drop. Philadelphia had a 37%. Dallas had 27%. Chicago had a 6% drop. New York City had dropped. Washington, D.C. had dropped. So these were just kind of fascinating numbers. And so instead of just, you know, writing about the drops themselves, I thought it'd be interesting to talk to some experts about why things like this happen. You know, why is there this phenomenon? And of course, there's so much talk about Democratic run cities and what that means for crime versus Republican run cities and what that means. And, you know, we're going into an election and how crime will play a part in it. So it's also interesting timing just in that respect for this new data to come out.
So is any of this like a seasonal swing of some kind, or is there something else at work here?
Right. So one expert I talked to spoke kind of about like this being a natural reoccurrence. He's at Columbia University and was essentially saying like, there's a cyclical nature of homicide and violence, and we just see these peaks and crashes over time. And he kind of equated it to a disease epidemic of, you know, things sharply rise and then go down, and then we see it again and then go down. And, you know, in the past, it's sometimes been associated with the economy. And, you know, in other times like this, you know, we saw the COVID pandemic and the impacts on the economy and whatever else. And then it shot up and now we're seeing sort of this sharp crash, especially, you know, places like Boston, that it really is declining quickly. So he spoke about just this natural nature of it. Other people talked about this as kind of a multiple fold situation. One person I talked to who is the former director of the Bureau of Justice Statistics under President Biden, he's now at the University of Miami. He was talking about a few things that caused it. One is that during COVID, not just did, you know, things happen to the economy and people had to stay home, but it also provided the community prevention programs were all put on hold because, you know, everything was put on hold. And then on top of that, because of the George Floyd murder in Minneapolis and everything that caused in terms of protests and riots, whatever else, law enforcement really pulled back and just, you know, took, you know, kind of had to tiptoe around how do we deal with our job after this. But also there were staffing issues because of the pandemic in terms of law enforcement. So all those things kind of were happening at once.
We're speaking with Alex Gangitano, White House reporter at The Hill. The story is called Why Homicide Rates Are Falling Across the Country. So this zeroes in on homicides. Does that mean that other violent crimes are falling too, or not necessarily?
You know, not necessarily. Whereas, you know, this data showed just the homicide rate, but some people I talked to said that it was notable that these other violent crimes didn't rise to the extent, though, that the homicide rate did. And what, you know, that means of the nature of the crime and the nature of the criminals and whatever else, you know, that all equates to, which we also don't know really why that is as well, that you're not seeing the same kind of rise when and you just see homicide rising. But that also means that, you know, the decline won't be as sharp for other violent crimes. One thing that was just living in D.C., carjacking is something, and it's not necessarily always a violent crime, but it's something that's we've seen an uptick in our city. And so I wanted to ask some experts about that is, you know, why was there such a rise there? And are we seeing things improve? It was actually double the amount of carjackings in D.C. compared to the year prior.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Gangitano, White House reporter at The Hill.